Hi, good afternoon. This is Courtney on a recorded line.
Hey, Courtney, some guy called me from your office and he gave me this number.
Okay, is this Kenneth?
Yeah, it's me.
Hi, Kenneth. How are you doing today?
I've been better.
Okay, my name is Courtney and this is on a recorded line, and I'm calling in regards to the Roundup lawsuit, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and you were calling to see if you wanted to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Oh, I fit the criteria. I
Okay.
already had another lawyer check me out.
Okay, did
I
you get a
did.
let did you get a letter of release from that attorney?
No, I haven't. I don't got no attorney. He wants to represent me, but I've got your message, so I'd rather talk to you guys.
Okay, so you haven't signed anything. Okay, so you are willing to affirm
No,
under. Okay, you haven't signed anything with another law
I ain't
firm.
signing anything. Yep.
Okay, and you want to see if you meet the criteria. You were
Yeah, I
diagnosed
do.
with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after
Yes, I
spray
was.
Roundup. Okay, and Kenneth, is this your cell phone that I'm talking to you on?
Yes, it
Okay, and if at any time we are disconnected, Kenneth, I will call you
Call me
from a
right
nine.
back.
Yeah, I'll call you from a 949 number. I'm gonna text you right now my number, okay? So you'll have it.
Okay. All right.
720-840-1498. Okay. And again, my name is Courtney. We are on a recorded line, and approximately, do you know your diagnosis date for your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
It was August 21st, 2020.
August 21st,
Of 20, yeah, 2020.
2020. Okay. And did you know the subtype of your like
Non-lymph, how'd you say that? Non-what?
what type of subtype was your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
I can't remember the name, but they
It's
put me in
okay.
blood thinners.
It's okay.
They
If you
got
don't
me,
know it.
they got, yeah.
Did you
And they
have
got me in
more?
blood thinners.
Do you have one more diagnosis than the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma or no?
I think there was another one.
Okay, do you
Because
know the?
I used to carry this big old pack on my back, so it screwed up my lung.
Okay, so you had a second diagnosis or just one diagnosis?
They found two different things on one diagnosis.
Okay, do you know what the other type of diagnosis was?
No, I don't. I have to get my paperwork.
Okay, I'll just put an availability. But was that diagnosis on the second? Was that on the same day of this first
Yes.
diagnosis?
Yeah.
Okay. You think you said it was a lung
It
diagnosis?
Yeah, no, it was the right one. They gave me a CAT scan and all that.
So what type? What was the other subtype of non-Hodgkin's? Was it for your lungs? So it
Yeah,
wasn't a
for my lungs.
non-Hodgkin. Okay, so it wasn't related to non-Hodgkin's.
No, okay, so I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
Okay, so we'll put that it
But,
was okay. So you had some other type of diagnosis, but it wasn't related to non-Hodgkin's. You had the one we
yeah.
had the one non-Hodgkin's diagnosis, and your diagnosis was between 2005 and present. Your diagnosis
Yes.
date was on 8/21/2020.
Yes.
Were you spraying Roundup at home or work or both?
Was doing both. I was doing residential and commercial.
Okay. Do you still live at the same residence that you were spraying it at?
No, I moved from there.
Okay, what's the residence that you were spraying it at? What's the address?
Oh, I can't. I was doing like 10 residents a day.
Okay, well, I need a
One
res.
some days.
I need a
Some days I do
resident or a
residents, some
place
days
that you
commercial.
worked that I.
Okay, I'll give you one. Put down 5913 Pierce Street. That was called the flats at Creekside.
Where is this located in?
Arvada, Colorado.
Okay, hold on one second. Right. And then were you doing it for home? You said so you were doing it for work as well, and where was that at?
Yes, work. Well, I work everywhere. On Wednesdays, I did city
What was the
parks.
name of your work address? Do you know your work address or who did you work for?
Yeah, I got it at home. I don't got it on me. I work for, I don't know, I got to update you when I get home.
Okay, I'll just put that it's not available at this time. Okay,
Yeah, not
so
available.
Okay, hold on. Do you have any friends or family members that need help with filing a claim that sprayed Roundup? Do you know anybody else?
I know. I can find out.
Okay. You are between the ages of 18 and 79. You do have a birth certificate, correct?
Yes, I do.
For how many years were you spraying Roundup for?
10 years.
Okay. And then how often were you spraying it? Once a month, twice a month, weekly?
Every day, weekly, Monday through Friday.
So you were spraying it weekly for 12 months out of the year?
Yes.
So that's...
365 days.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
See what?
Hold on 1 second. 4 times 12. Okay. All right, so 40 times a year, 48. Okay, and then 480 plus. Okay, you did spray Roundup for 10 days or more.
10 years, yeah. Now I can't work no more.
Yeah, I'm so sorry to hear that. Hold on 1 second, 48. You are a citizen of the United States, correct?
Yes, I am.
Do you have any of these illnesses? Do you have HIV, organ transplant, hepatitis B, or autoimmune disease?
No.
What about lupus or Epstein-Barr?
No.
Okay. What about hepatitis C, arthritis, or diabetes?
Arthritis and diabetes, yes.
Okay. Do you have any type of chemotherapy that you have to do other than the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No. They had me doing it for a while, but now I don't do it anymore.
Okay.
Got,
you have family history of cancer?
Are killing me now. No.
Okay, and then all right, and then your first name is Kenneth, and last name is Castro.
Uh-huh.
Do you have a suffix in your name? Junior,
no.
Senior? Okay. Can you confirm your gender for me?
Male.
What is your marital status? Single, married, divorced, or widowed?
Single now.
Okay. Were you ever married, or are you married?
Yeah, I was married a long time ago.
But you're not married now, correct?
No. No.
Okay, what's your date of birth?
May 17th,
1969.
Yes.
Okay. And then can you go ahead and confirm your social for me, sir?
Yeah, 521-396931.
521-396931.
Yes.
521-396931. Okay.
Yep.
When did you first have a connection between the Roundup and your diagnoses? Was that when you were getting sick?
Yeah, about 2012.
I'm sorry, when was that?
About 2012.
2012?
Yes, yes.
I thought your diagnosis was in 2020.
That's when they found out I was sick.
Okay, but...
I started getting a little sick again in 2012, but I didn't really think much about it. Let it go on.
Okay.
And then it got worse.
Okay, so you became aware of your injuries and related to the Roundup, but when you went to the hospital and you got your diagnosis, right, on 8/21?
Yeah,
2020?
Yes.
Okay, what's your height and your weight?
5'7", 200 pounds.
Okay, and what's the best time of day for the attorneys to call you?
Anytime. I'm home all day.
Okay. And you approximately were using it for 48 weeks out of the year. You did spray Roundup for a full year before your diagnosis. You said you were using Roundup for approximately how many years?
10 years.
10 years. So you started using it in 2010. When did you start using it in 2010?
About the beginning of the year, January 3rd.
January 3rd, 2010. And then when did you stop using it in 2020?
2020, August 20th when I found out.
Okay. August 1st, 20th, 2020. And you stopped using Roundup because of your diagnosis that you got?
Yes, yes.
And had to start and started treatment?
Started treatment. I'm still taking it.
Okay. And then, did you ever use a hand sprayer, backpack, tractor hose? How did you apply it?
I had the backpack, carried the backpack on my back, and I had the hose, a sprayer, every which way you could think of.
Okay.
And
Did you ever wear any
remember
type?
now,
Did you ever wear?
we're doing. No, I didn't. I didn't wear no safety. They didn't give me any. I took a backpack. My whole back was all wet from the chemicals. Out of the raft.
Okay, no protective gear. And you were doing
No.
this for commercial and residential?
Yes. Commercial and residential. It's dog parks, you name it.
Okay, and then this is in the state of
Colorado. Did it in the cities of Castle Rock, I can't remember the other one, down south.
Okay, what was your occupation?
I was a supervisor
For what?
for City of Lake, City of Castle Rock. We
City
did
of
all the
what?
parks, Castle Rock, Colorado.
Of Castle Rock?
Yeah, but we would go all over Denver, Arapahoe.
City of, okay, so you worked for the city of Castle Rock
Yes.
in Colorado. Okay, and you were directly exposed every time you were the
Every
one.
time.
Okay, and then and you were present, you were the one personally spraying it. Approximately 480 exposures in your lifetime or more.
Yes.
Do you live near a
That was
water
me.
well, or do you get your water from a well?
No, I get my water from the sink that comes from the city.
Okay. Have you ever been exposed to other herbicides like Benzine or Agent Orange?
Not gonna know, but I have drank wild water for about 3 years straight, full of minerals.
Do you drink, do you get your water from a well now?
No, I don't.
Okay. What type of Roundup were you using, concentrate or pre-mixed?
Both concentrate and pre-mix. Sometimes I had to mix it myself, other times it come mixed.
And where were you purchasing this at?
We would pick it up at the warehouse
What?
down in Acme Distribution Center up in Aurora, Colorado.
And what?
AC, Acme, ACME, like on Bugs Bunny, Acme.
Okay, hold on. ANCE.
No, ACME, Acme.
Okay, and that's a supermarket chain.
It's a distribution center. They handle everything. Everything goes through there. All your medical supplies, all your drugs for the
In
hospitals.
Aurora, California. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Every pill you could think of goes through there.
Okay, do you have proof of purchases or credit cards or pictures of any of this?
No, it wasn't me purchasing. It was on the company pay. It was on the company payroll. Expense accounts.
Okay, I'll just put company payroll.
Yeah, I just go. They gave me the company credit card, and I go down and
Do you
purchase it. I
have
had
any
to.
Roundup in your possession or do you have any empty containers still?
No,
Okay,
I threw
do you
them all out.
smoke?
No.
Okay, are you currently employed at this time?
No, I can't
Okay.
work. They won't allow me to work.
Okay,
I'm
and
a house liability.
you lost work because of your treated related
Yeah.
conditions. How about how
Yeah.
approximately how long have you lost work?
I've been out.
4 years?
Yeah. Just about, yeah. 21, 22, 23. Yeah, 4 years exactly.
Approximately.
Hey, what they hey, excuse me. What happened to that? Why did they go back down? There was a T. That was a T-119.
Have you
Now I
ever
got
been in the
eight.
military?
No.
Okay. Have you ever
No.
filed for workers or disability compensation claims before?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been filed bankruptcy or have you ever
Yes. I
you
did that
filed?
in 2012. Bankruptcy in 2012.
Was it discharged?
Yeah, attorney discharge, yep.
Okay. In 2012?
Yeah, 2012.
Was it in the court? Was it, what court was that in?
Denver Federal Court. It got discharged in June or July of 2012.
Denver Federal Court?
Yep.
All right, thank you. And it
was, that's old.
Yeah, no, thanks for telling me that. So
yeah.
Discharged in 2012. Okay, perfect.
Yep. Uh-huh.
All right, and then, have you ever convicted of any crimes?
Oh, yeah, I sure have.
All right,
you
what?
You want them?
Sure.
Oh, that's me. They're calling me to the window. Can you hold on to me? I've been waiting for 5 hours. Can
yep.
you hold on? I don't. Yeah, it'd be me. I need to get some. I need you guys to expedite my pay because I've been waiting since 2017 to get this. I've been lost my house, my car. I'm homeless now because I've been waiting so long for Social Security to release my pension. Yeah. Look, my stuff just got released from the determination center, right? And now they send it back to Social Security so they can go over it again. I'm homeless now. I lost my house, my truck, my car, my cat, my dog, my wife, right? I mean, damn, man, how much more longer I gotta wait? Yeah. They won't allow me to work because I'm a health liability because my neck ain't getting blood clots in my heart. Here you go. Here you go. You want this just in case? Yeah, it's my stuff for that.
Sir?
Oh, you want that? I got to have a pair.
Hello, sir?
Yeah, hold on. Let me call you back, okay?
I can't. There's not a call number I can call you back at.
Yeah, call me back. You call me back, okay? About 20 minutes.
Oh, okay. I can give you a call back in about 20 minutes.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.